The body is his fullness and the true key to unlocking his welfare on the earth. There was a statement made by the mind of the Spirit on Sunday. It was so profound that my daughter, Elisha, has been mimicking that statement this week, and it blesses me when I hear her. It really, really does. She's probably the quietest of all my children and doesn't say very much about God, but she somehow holds a strength in him. And this statement really, it really caused her to think. And that blesses me, because if she's thinking about it, there has to be a profound truth behind it. Mm-hmm. It has to be a profound truth. And it's a very unselfish statement that was made. It wasn't something that she would achieve or attain for herself, but she would achieve and attain it as a body. And she heard it. And the statement was, our ear is in heaven, but we, the body, are on earth. We're on earth as his body. The body is on earth. What this means is Christ, being the head, has the mind and the ear. But we, the body, function from his mind and ear. Every rhema is a result of being his body that is hearing from heaven and functioning in the earth. That's so, so powerful to me. I was talking to Elder Allison earlier today, and just some easy truths, coming to conclusions, how the body works together. Your own body works. And this is how the body works, that if I stub my right toe, my left will take control or take the weight. If I hurt my left side of my cheek or my tooth, my right side will chew for me and sustain me. We are the body, and we together cause this anointing, this welfare, this functionality. We together, as hearing from heaven, hearing the mind of the Spirit, we together cause this great functionality in these wonderful manifestations. I truly believe I am going to be so much favor for so many people going forward. Amen. Because I understand my role, even in getting in the word. The Lord said, come on, this is a part of who you are. This is your function in the body. And it makes it real easy to get up and go, okay, let me get in. My ears in heaven. This is my function. This is what my joint does. And this is what I bring, and this is what I give. And as we all come into this, we're coming into this corporate place of peace where we're going to see, I'm telling you, the explosion of God's welfare like we have never seen before.
Scott.
In the book of Acts, we see a mighty explosion when the body grew by the thousands. We see this explosion. The shadow of the Lord grew, and we see the welfare of Christ increased, and it's so powerful. The greater the body, the greater the anointing. One can chase 1,000, 10,000. Come on. The greater the body, the greater the anointing. I really need you, and I know that you guys need me too. We are the body. We're going to come into a revelation tonight of this even further, but we'll see an unlocking of this welfare and this increase. We're still studying this thing out. The shadow of the Lord grew and the welfare of Christ increased. Well, as we continue to be joined together in the rhema word, we are also joined together with the Father as one. That's the true joining. We join individually so he can see us as the body of his Son.
Amen.
We are the body. And at last I checked, that's the only body that gets blessed is the body of Christ Jesus. The only one that gets the promises of the Father is the body of Christ Jesus, the one true seed. So we too will see this growth and increase just as they did. But I hear the Lord told me it's going to be even the more. He saved the best for last. And we're going to get there. We're going to come together. And I understand this, and I need everybody that's under the sound of my voice, I need you to hear this. There is a strange attack because the enemy doesn't want you doing your part, staying in the rhema word. He wants to try to uproot you by all means necessary. Because if he can keep us having different minds, your mind is on this over here, my mind is on that over there, then we won't come together in a corporate setting and see the increase of the welfare of Christ Jesus in TGM and then spreading it through the world. God wants us to experience as a body or the portion of the body that we are together, and he wants us to experience this increase and this outpour. This is peace. This is how peace has been designed to come into our life.
Amen.
One with another, praise God. One with another. I don't know about you, but I feel strange when I haven't talked or heard from the brethren in the house of TGM. I really do. I feel strange. It doesn't feel right if I haven't connected or heard you in some capacity. And that's not just because I'm the apostle or pastor of this ministry. It's because I'm joined. We are this vineyard. We are whatever part of the body we are, but we are together.
Amen.
And it feels right when we're on the line. It feels right. Well, there's a greater anointing than it just feeling right. There's power to be released. There's absolute deliverance to be released, and welfare and favor and all kinds of prosperity.
Yes, yes, thank you, Lord.
That we will achieve and receive and walk in together. Hallelujah. Our ears in heaven. I want to show you what God showed me. He showed me this in almost a blink of an eye, this word came. Our ear is in heaven. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, listen to this, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Key for us here, yet we understand we come into oneness by all of us turning, by all of us maintaining our place. All right, seeking him together, staying in the rhema, as we say. All right, then the Bible says, then will I hear. I truly believe all these years, I believe this. And I understand why God revealed it to me this way, even more so because of what we're learning. I will hear. I believe this is the God speaking in the person of the Holy Spirit. I believe it is. I truly believe this is the Lord speaking or the Father speaking in the person here, this part of it right here. It says, then will I hear from heaven. All right. So when the ear hears, it causes the body to react. But our ear is in heaven, right with God, right with the will of the Father, understanding the word. It is Christ the Lord. Our ear is in heaven, and he communicates with the mind of his Spirit. Then the mind of his Spirit communicates unto us, and we now move with what the ear is hearing and the mind is believing and actually pouring out the mind of God. But he says, I'll hear from heaven. I feel that so strongly. I feel that is the Spirit within the body. There's a scripture, Jesus, that one time the Lord said, he said, the Spirit will testify of me, but not only he will testify of me, but you also will testify of me. How? Because we're saying the same thing that our ear is hearing.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying it the same way. We're testifying. That's what they did in Acts. That's why there was such a move. They were hearing. The ear was set in heaven. The body was moving in the earth.
Preska.
What the mind was computing, the ear was hearing, and the body was reacting, the inner ear. You know, you don't do anything without your inner ear. The ear that's connected to your mind, the inner ear. That inner ear, my goodness, causes the body to move. You hear something on the inside of you, then you react. Well, this is how it functions too. Our ear is the mind of the Spirit. It is Christ. And then the body just simply moves with what the mind is saying. It's really simple. And this causes the welfare. As they did that in Acts, it caused an outpour of the welfare. The mind said this, the body did that. And they saw the results, which we've looked over extensively. But we're going to go further. I truly believe God is speaking in the person of the Holy Spirit. You see, he does what he hears and only what he hears from heaven. I'll show you in a second. When we walk in oneness, he and we will hear from heaven. He will hear, and then we will hear, and then, man, and then it releases welfare. I'm telling you, I truly believe this with all my heart. I believe that the welfare system of God is already locked inside of us. And I believe that God wants to open up streams, as Cap was explaining about new streams, and there's a new stream he's given me. There's a new stream he's given our business. And I believe God wants to fulfill great things through these streams as we succeed individually. But I believe he wants our mindset that it's not just me, but it's for the body. I will succeed individually, but then I will be willing to hear from heaven as the ear hears and downloads and causes me to be favor for somebody, causes me to become aid for somebody, causes me to be a distribution of his welfare for somebody within Amen. The body.
Amen.
Within the body. I remember when Creflo Dollar said, he was at a meeting and the Spirit of the Lord told him, he said, I need you to give this man $1 million. And Creflo said, excuse me. And the Lord told me, I said, I want you to write him a $1 million check. And he said, okay, well, if that's you, Lord, tell Taffy, his wife, he said, tell her the same thing. And the Spirit of the Lord told Taffy mm-hmm. without Creflo saying anything. Mm-hmm. And he asked Taffy, he said, the Lord say anything to you? He said, yeah. He said, for you to write a check for $1 million to that man sitting next to you. Mm-hmm. And Creflo wrote the check. I truly believe that's how God wants to move through all of us.
Bless God.
I truly believe that. I truly believe that we are his welfare. He wants to bless us. And as we sow into the lives of one another, I truly believe he wants to multiply the seed sown and continue to be the welfare. They started in-house, right? In the book of Acts, in-house. They were giving what they had and getting everybody out of debt. But then it says, and they had favor with all men. That when God sees us established in it one for another, in prayers, in supplication, in giving, in every respect. That as, watch this, all right, watch this. As we do that, I believe the increase of his welfare will come to outside. We'll see the earth is Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they, that we'll see him start controlling the they outside of the body to favor us. Why? So we can continue to favor each other. All right, watch this. Here's confirmation, all right? Here's confirmation. It says in John 16, 13, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. Look at that. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. So the Spirit of the mind of the Spirit is listening, but his ear is in heaven. That's our head. And whatever he hears, that's what he's going to say. And mm-hmm. what he says, as we walk it out, he's going to show us things to come. He's going to manifest. He's going to begin to manifest, but he hears, he's hearing the word of the Lord. He's hearing the mind of God. And the ear is tied to it. And his mind here is in us, the body, which makes total sense. So the body can walk it out.
Amen.
When you hear, listen, when you hear, Kurt, if Shatina or Destiny or wherever not feeling well, and you hear, you're his body in the earth. And you hear, go in, lay hands.
Man.
Your ear was in heaven. It's God's instruction. Now the body performs. The body becomes a conduit. It becomes, my goodness, the fullness of what he's trying to do in the earth. Just like when you say to your hand, you think it in your mind, scratch my back on the left. It may not go down like that, but you're scratching, but you thought it. It came and you heard it in your inner ear. And the hand reacts. Somebody say amen if you know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. All right, so the mind of the Spirit is connected. It says, whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. The mind of the Spirit is connected to the ear of Christ, which is in heaven. We, the body, walk the earth, and if we allow him to bring us into perfect unity by his rhema, we will see his welfare as we walk in the fullness of Christ. We will see it. But we got to let him think it and communicate it. He hears it right there. Then he causes us who's obedient to the mind of the Spirit. He causes us to walk it out. Now the anointing can flow through you because it's coming from the head. Now you're getting instruction because it's coming from the head. The ear is listening, which is settled in heaven, getting instruction straight from heaven. Praise God. Straight from heaven. Now you, the body, walk out. You become his hands, you become his feet, you become his mouth, you become welfare. And the greater that we do this together, the greater the outpouring. Praise God. In Ephesians chapter 4, here we go, watch this. I'm not going to be long tonight, but watch this. Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, which we read already, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, okay, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now I know why. We become the fullness because we're hearing straight from heaven. Our ears in heaven and the body is only doing what he's hearing. The body's only doing, oh my goodness. So now in doing this, in becoming this, in becoming one, in becoming it unified by the rhema word, we together will become the fullness of Christ in the earth. That speaks of endless welfare. Are you guys with me?
Amen. Amen.
I just need to know you're understanding this. That as the ear hear, as the ear is hearing, yes, and the body is doing, we see the fullness of Christ.
Amen. Bless God.
Fullness of Christ. Let me ask you a question, Elder Don. I hear you on the line. Okay, let's say you're 35 years old in the natural. All right.
I'll take that.
All right. Let's say, okay, your head is 35. All right. Is your body 12?
No.
Your body's 35 too, right?
That's right.
Well, when it talks about we come to the measure of stature, it means the full age of.
Yes.
The full maturation of.
Bless
and
God.
We become the fullness of. So the head is acting like eternal, but the body is acting like a 3-year-old.
Okay.
The head is moving in all kinds of power and glory and all kinds of outpours of the miraculous and supernatural. But the body is acting like it's a new babe and doesn't know how to walk yet. But the head is saying, go here. But the body is not listening. Why? Because it's not acting like the full stature of the head.
Jesus.
But when we understand that the ear, that the hearing rhema, our hearing of the rhema is coming from the head in heaven and wants to dictate what it does in the earth, we will see an explosion of the fullness of Christ.
Bless God.
We'll see the fullness. Now watch this. What's that word fullness, Apostle? Here it is. It means this. In the New Testament, this is your Strong's definition, one of them. The operative one for us, that the one that's the best for us, that fits best. In the New Testament, it means the fullness means the body of believers as that which is filled with the presence, power, agency, riches of God and of Christ. That's what we come to. We're filled with the presence and power, agency, and his riches. That's what we become. But it's calling us to do this in verse 13, till we all No, till apostle. Till apostle comes. No, it doesn't say that. Till Minister Curtis comes. No, it doesn't say it. Till Joshua. No, it doesn't say that. Till Elder Donna. No, or Elder Allison. Maybe it's Evangelist Benita. No, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That's what this is all about. That's why our joints are supplying so we can all come. Then we'll end up in the stature, the full age of who he is, and we will see an explosion of Christ.
Amen.
But the hearing ear is coming from heaven. God. And the body needs to do what the ear is hearing.
Amen.
It needs to move. We need to move as the ear is hearing. We need to move. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
So as the body, we need to understand that we are truly his fullness when we are one in the rhema. This is where it happens. This is why we become so great and so, oh my gosh, this is why we have this like crack-like addiction of being on the line, because it gives us all the same high. It gives us all the same high. We all get high and we all feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We come into this, it's like a whole... I know some of you older sinners that were out there, that when you got high with your friends, you all laughed and went deep together because you smoked weed together and you got deep. Well, let me tell you, this is what happens to us. We end up in the same mindset, in the same flow. We end up in the same oneness. There's a comfortability about it. There's real fellowship. That's what he's talking about. Well, he also now wants us together to unlock the riches of his anointing.
Bless God.
Glory be to God, that we unlock the riches of his anointing and understand where we stand in terms of receiving his welfare, just like they did in Acts, because they ate their bread in singleness of heart. They were one in the mind. They were in the same word. They stayed in the apostles' doctrine. And there was oneness, and there was a mighty outpour. So as the body, we need to understand this. We have to understand, oh God, yes, that I'm a part of this body. And as I continue to be my brother's keeper, I see him slacking over here. I see this and I just pray him up. Man, when you pray for him, you're praying for yourself. It's real.
Amen.
You pray for the ones that are in our ministry. You're praying for yourself, for the betterment of yourself.
Oh yeah.
Bless God.
You're praying for the betterment, because when your brother's on point, the joint is supplying and the anointing is increasing and welfare is increasing.
Hallelujah, Lord.
So now we are become his fullness when we are one in the rhema and connected to him by that rhema. First hearing, and then secondly, listen, first we're connected. We first move in hearing together. Secondly, walking together in what we've heard. This is why that first commandment, the Lord tied this into it. This is old story. This is why the first commandment says in Mark 20, 12 and 29, it says this, we'll read 29 through 31, but we'll stop a little bit. And then 29, it says, and Jesus, this is the first commandment that the Lord said. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is hear. We stop there. We all know that. We got that, Rhema. First commandment is here.
Yes.
Then it says, comma, O Israel, semicolon, the Lord our God is one Lord. First commandment is here, though. And thou, then watch this. And as a result, that's what and means. As a result of, you will love your neighbor. You will love the Lord your God with all your heart. Why? Because you did the first commandment. Now you'll fall in love with God. The first commandment isn't love God, because you can't love God without hearing or understanding God. You could say you love him. I did. I talked about this testimony, told him I love him. Then all of a sudden I came to myself and said, I don't love you. I don't even know you, but they tell me to tell you that I love you. I don't not love you. So he caused me later in life to hear. And in the hearing, I fell. Now I love the Lord my God with all my heart. Watch this, guys. There's another revelation coming from an old story. We're going to eat the old because of the new. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, going all the way back up to here. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor. Listen to what it says, thou shalt love thy, it's like saying you will love your neighbor.
Yes.
As thyself. Oh my God, look at that. We're gonna fall in love with each other as though I'm loving me. I told you, if I'm praying for you, I'm praying for me. As I'm, as I'm protecting the body and I'm looking out for you and I'm loving you, man, I'm looking to say, hey, listen, when Jay's not on point, then that's a deficit for me too. And I love, and this love that's coming as a result of hearing us being under the same rhema is going to cause me to make sure that I continue to intercede for you, that I continue to be welfare, I continue to be mercy, I continue to be love. Why? Keeping you built up so your joint can supply.
Bless God.
But it's coming out of an authentic position because we've touched a place of oneness. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's none other greater commandment than these. And they both fall in line because of hearing. So now watch this. I'm loving you as myself. Wait a minute. Listen. This is what it means. Elder Allison, let me ask you a question. Is your left hand more important than your right hand?
No.
They're equally important, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. My point is loving your neighbor as yourself means they're equally important.
Amen.
They're equally important. They're equally, they both have relevance. I'm not going to say, okay, my left foot is done. I'm just going to drag it and whatever. No. I need to get that thing healed so it can act like my right foot so I can move like I'm supposed to. I need everybody. I want all of you. It's going to give you a different outlook. I need everybody that's under this vineyard.
Amen.
Functioning on the best level.
Yes.
And I'm going to love you. To pour into you, to build you up, to cause you to remain in a place and go beyond that place. Because in doing so, I'm loving myself.
Yes, God.
And it's coming from a place of absolute authenticity because I'm hearing. I hear the pastor come up in all of y'all when somebody's been missing. I get texts and calls. Have you heard from such and such? That's just you loving your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
But I want you to understand, and God needs us to understand the benefits behind that are keeping us in, yes, we're there for one another, but it's also increasing the anointing that ran down Aaron's beard, even unto his skirt. It's increasing the welfare of God. Because as God sees this, He sees the body of his son.
Amen.
He forsook his son once. He's never going to do it again. The body is blessed. All right, watch this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's none other commandment greater than these. And here's your note. When we hear, then we will love our God and we will love each other as ourselves. Why as ourselves? Because in hearing the rhema lies the true unity and oneness that he desires us to have. When this is achieved, we shall see his fullness. We have to, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our minds, and all our strength, to continue to hear. That's the only way you're going to love God. You can't force yourself to love him. But if you hear, you will love him. So with all your heart, with all your soul, listen to me now, with all your mind, and tonight was this for me, with all my strength, I continued to hear. Because I really didn't want to hear, because I just wanted some time. But something kicked in me, and strength overcame me. And I understand, it made me understand the very scripture I'm teaching you right now, that I got to give it what I have with all my heart, with all my soul, with all our minds. And all of our strength, we've got to continue to hear. For when we do, the body will move. But listen, by what the ear, which is in heaven, is hearing, will move. Most of the times we don't pour out to each other because we leave a place of hearing. How can you, if you're not hearing, how can you know what your brother needs? How can you know? How can you know? Jesus. I remember one time, I'm not going to name names, but I remember one time I was in Orlando and I was on a consecration. And one of the brothers in the church was going through something. They were in a place of temptation and they were in a place of strong desire for someone that wasn't in the kingdom. And it was, you know, it was all sexual. I'm just going to be perfectly open. And I remember I was before the Lord, I was just there. And he said, get up and call him. Tell him I said, leave that house now. So I got up and I phoned him. And he said this to me. He said, how do you know I'm here right now? Where are you? Are you outside? I said, no, I'm over 200 and some odd miles away. I'm in Orlando. The Lord told me. He said, I thank God for you calling. I'm out of here. So he didn't fall. But the joint was supplied. I could supply because my ear, the ear in heaven caused the body to move and do. Praise so it God. Helped someone from not failing
Amen,
and falling.
Amen, God. Oh, yes, God.
That's how the welfare of God is poured out unto us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are the body. We are the body. And if the body stays connected to the ear, which is in heaven, we will function in the fullness.
Yes,
Jesus. We will become salvation one for another through what the hearing ear is hearing in heaven. The body can function. We can save each other from stuff. Jesus. So now we are, the body is the fullness. We are his fullness. And we are the very key for the outpouring and for the release of welfare. And that's all I got for you tonight, guys.
Let's go.
I hope you were able to hear it and understand it.
Bless you, Jesus.
It's powerful, man. It's truth. And it's powerful. It's peace, man. It's on a whole another level. It's on a whole another level. My goodness. My goodness gracious. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a couple of comments here. Cap says amen. Elder Allison says amen. And Evangelist says, in the hearing and doing of the word in oneness, we will experience the fullness of Christ. It's the truth.
Bless God.
It's the truth. But as we grow in number, and when I say we, I mean from the inside, from TGM to the world. The shadow of the Lord increases dramatically, and the shadow just, it shades us. It causes his welfare to be felt and seen. He talks about shadows that as the kingdom grows in us, the fowls of the air will be able to come and lodge under the shade thereof. He's always talking, why? Because there's a place of peace there. There's a place of comfort. There's a place of provision, you know? Dwelling, I think Javon said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Under that shadow, there's a fragment there for someone to look at shadow and what shadows do. And oh man, there's a fragment there. It's probably for me. But anyway, It's really powerful that as we grow together and as we stay in oneness, as listen, as we stay in the Rhema word, you don't have to try, you don't have to go crazy, just stay in the Rhema word together. Stay in the mind in which that's being communicated. Stay in the hearing ear is hearing. And then as the body, we hear it, we do it together. That's why the apostle said, listen, it's not right for us to leave the word to wait tables. It won't benefit us. Why? Because right now we are communicators of what the hearing ear and the mind is saying. We are apart. Our ear is in heaven, and we cause the body to move because we're, and you guys get in it because you stay in our doctrine, and now we're all moving in oneness together.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We're all moving in oneness. The head, which is Christ, is hearing, and he's downloading to the mind of the Spirit inside of us, and the body begins to function, and the fullness of Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing is being released. Makes you kind of want to try to find out how to get closer and be more one. There's nothing else to do but stay in the rain. Don't look for any other answers.
Amen. Amen.
Just stay in the Rhema word.
Yep.
Every one of us. And when your joint gets a supply, open your mouth and give it, whether it's prayer or he gives you instruction to sow a seed, whatever it might be, let that joint supply, and we will see. I'm telling you right now, we will see the welfare of God like never before. Like never before. When's the last time? Let me ask you, is Joshua, you're on the line. I could ask you this funny question. Hey, Joshua. When is the last time your head, your mouth, let's say your mouth, went in your wallet to take money out? Jay, you there? Did you fall asleep on me? All right, let me pick someone else. Hey, Evangelist Nita. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Let me ask you a question. When is the last time you went in your wallet with your mouth to take money out? Has it ever happened? It's not a trick question.
No.
The answer is no. All right. But did the mind tell the hand to go in the wallet?
Yes.
That's my point. We're his body. So when his mind says, oh God, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You, the hand, reach in.
Amen. Amen.
And you, the hand, put it in and you give it to whoever needs. That's the point. That's how the body works.
Amen.
Bless God. Bless God.
The head is not going in the wallet. The hand will go in the wallet. But the head will communicate to go into the wallet.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are the body.
Amen, God.
And listen, the earth is his in the fullness thereof. The worlds and they that dwell therein. Everything we got belongs to him anyway. But we've got to be in a place of absolute unity to see and experience this welfare. We, the body, are his fullness, and we are the key to the release of his welfare. And the devil does not like you knowing this. So we stay in the Rhema together. We stay in what we're hearing together, and we become the welfare of God together. Listen, I'm not preaching this for an offering. I'm not preaching this. I'm preaching this because this is where we're going to see the anointing move like never before.
Amen.
That's all I want to see is the anointing. And I want to see our body. Listen, like I said, if we only a piece of the pinky, I want our piece to be healed and function and the blood of Jesus flowing through that right there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Receiving all the benefits of his blood.
Yep.
So now you can feel, I can feel the work that has to be done. We can feel it, man. So as you go in, know that you're going in not just for you, know that you're in that word, not just for you, but you're increasing the welfare for the entire body. For the entire body, our body of believers, and then the world together, the world at large, or wherever the Lord will have us go. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm finished right there. You can stop right
there. Amen, Lord God.